Welcome to Dark Paradise. I'm Karen G.
And I'm Kim K.
And it's a new fucking week. Actually, we're probably like a week late, but it's all good because we're working moms.
Shit is real right now, guys. Shit is real.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is, but we are working as fast as we can. It takes time. Again, it takes time to research, write, and which I still don't have my iPad back.
You still doing your book reports?
I'm doing my damn book reports. Fuck.
It's okay. I still have my laptop, so I get to type out my reports.
And oh, yeah, I guess I could do that.
Yeah, bitch. What do you...
I just been writing them on my iPad.
So you still write out like a legit book report except on an iPad?
Yeah. Hello, it works with my penmanship. My penmanship literally looks like it's stamped. That's how, like, I work, write very blocky.
Yeah, she's like one of those girls that you knew in high school that just wrote, like, all fucking fancy. And you're like, bitch, I can't write. And she writes super hard. You press really hard.
I know, it's literally like Braille. It really is. But it's fucking to the T. I have one of the nicest handwritings I've ever seen. But I can't cursive to save my life. I can't do cursive.
Yeah, I can't either. And neither can my children. They don't even... I think Mariah learned cursive.
They don't teach cursive anymore.
Yeah, she barely learned like a little bit because she's 13. So they were still doing it when she first started school. But I don't think Zeke knows how... I mean, the kid can barely write his own goddamn name, so...
Yeah, I don't think they teach it anymore. Hey, to each of their own. But yeah, school started up. Well, my kids started school. Wait, what day is it? Oh, no. It's
it's Wednesday, bitch. It's Wednesday. Wednesday.
They started last week. They started last week. And right now in Hawaii, the COVID Delta variant is ridiculous out here. We literally been having up to 400 to 600 cases literally like per day. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're actually bringing it, you know, I guess the tiers, you know how they had the different tiers.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's going down to like you're only allowed to have like 10 people in your party, like if you go out somewhere versus like it didn't matter before, but now it's like limited. Well, if they go less than 10 people, I got to split my family up. We're a family of 8.
Like, yeah, we're not too far. Oh my God. This freaking microphone is picking up all the damn traffic on the main road and it's pissing me off.
Well, I don't know if mine's picking up traffic. Not traffic.
I'm not farting. It's the traffic.
Well, if you can hear the vacuum cleaner, I'm sorry about that. The kids are vacuuming. They're doing their chores right now.
There you go. No, oh my God, I'm about to shut this fucking window.
Yeah, but, like, we're literally working from home. I think just for this week, someone tested positive at our workspace, so they're very, like, and I work at a hospital, so it is very, 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 and they even limited visitors' policy, like, they changed the policies on visitors, so now it's only, like, you know, certain departments that are allowed to have visitors, but other departments that are not, aka where I work, no people are allowed. So, but yeah, it's getting really bad.
I wish I could still work from home. Working 5 days a week is making me no, bitch. I'm fucking tired. Okay, my back hurts. I'm tired of carrying around my work purse and then my purse and then my lunchbox and then my big ass water jug and then my coffee. Okay, I don't have enough fucking hands for this shit.
No. Okay, and maybe it's just here on the island because the internet sucks out here. And I'm not kidding you. It took me a half hour to connect this morning. And I was up by like 5:30. Like, well, I mean, it's nice that I get to sleep in a little bit, but I was like, oh my God. And then I literally lost connection for like another half hour, like in the middle of the day. And I'm like, oh, like I need to get my shit done.
No, shut up, bitch. Shut up.
No, during my lunches, I go for runs. During my lunches. Yeah. I was actually like bragging to my sister I've been running for a full week straight, and I ran 17 miles for a full week.
And then I almost puked all over myself because that's disgusting.
But I'm, like, trying to, like, kiss my ass. But I was really trying. So yesterday, I was really trying to get 3 miles under 30 minutes. I only made it to 35 minutes.
You know what? I have never been a strong runner. I've always been back there with the fat bitches, and I don't care, okay? I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking Big Bertha,
I'm like,
and I don't give no fucks.
I'm slow as fuck, but I don't care. I'm running, bitch.
I'm over here, like, counting songs and shit. I'm like, fuck, how long is this goddamn song? It's been over 2 minutes, and I'm, like, dying.
Oh, no. I, like, what I concentrate is, so I've been having my daughter run with me because she's been wanting, and don't worry, like, I don't have her, like, run.
She I don't know if you're friends with my sister on Facebook. That poor child looked like she was about to pass out. She took a picture of her daughter, and she looks so upset.
But she's so, like, she's like, Mom, I want to go work out with you. I want to go run. I'm like, okay, homegirl, let's go do it. And she'll run with me. I'm like, yo, Everly, you want to go run to Starbucks? She's like, let me get my mask.
No, I can't get my kids to run for anything. Well, no, the middle one will start running, but he usually runs from me. And then I'm like, you little fast motherfucker, like, slow down. I'm all out of breath trying to run, hold my tits while I'm running because they're just flopping all over the fucking place. It's not pretty.
Yeah, well, I just think mother life in general is not pretty. As much as I love my children.
Speaking of which, my stories today are about mothers who murder their children.
Oh, and this was a suggestion.
Yes.
This was a suggestion piece. And we have another suggestion that I will cover next week. So if you guys got suggestions, keep on coming. But FYI, I'm continuing with my Sons of Sam's cult, like, conspiracy. Like, that shit, I'm glued to it. So, but we are taking suggestions and we'll, like, kind of, like, weave them in there as we go. So.
Yes. So. This was actually a suggestion made by Mary.
What up, bitch?
Yeah, she's awesome. We always joke around about how, you know, our kids drive us nuts. And, you know, sometimes you just, you don't want to kill them. But sometimes you just get frustrated. And sometimes we say, fuck them kids, because you just about had it. But what I did do was pull out some murdering mother facts. Are you ready for this shit?
Yeah.
Okay. So the risk of being a homicide victim is highest during the first years of your life, between ages 3 and 5.
I totally believe that.
That's fucking crazy.
I totally believe that. That is crazy.
In shock when I was reading some of this shit.
I believe that. I think the first year of life, like, you're tired, you're strung out, you're trying to breastfeed, you're frustrated, postpartum depression, you lose your mind. Like, and it's true. Like, you literally have to put your baby in another room and just walk away.
Yeah.
Like,
I've totally done that.
You gotta walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's like, I was actually listening to this podcast. They say, like, so there's like a chemical.
What's that word?
What? What is it? What is it, bitch? You can say it either.
Neurological.
Yep. Like your part of your brain tells you, because a part of your brain is like, oh my God, like, I could kill this kid. But another part of your brain tells that part of the brain,
just shut the fuck up.
That's just a thought. Yeah, that's just a thought. Go away. Go do something. Put the baby down. Go do something. Walk away.
Right.
Like, that's like your morally intent of, okay, I have a conscience and it's telling me to, like, walk away. It's fucking crazy. I was actually listening to it. And this girl had harmful OCD-ness.
What?
And so, yeah. So she had, obviously everybody knows what OCD is. But she had harmful thoughts.
Oh.
Right? So harmful thoughts. And she would, like, she goes, there was a part in there she was talking about, she was in the kitchen with her mom or someone in her family, and she, you know, like, they were cutting up vegetables and her family member's talking, and then, like, a thought just pops in her brain and goes, I have a knife. Like, I could totally kill this person right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, like that's like harmful. Or and she just actually she just had a baby and she's like, I was mopping, and she's like, and the baby was crying, and she's like thinking, I could drown this baby in this mop bucket.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But in our brain, our part of our brain's like, no, you dumb fuck. Like, you're not going to do that. Go walk away. Like,
I mean, I've never had those
thoughts. So interesting about our brain. Yeah. It's so interesting about our brain.
Like, I think all of us, or maybe women, have that general thought of like, oh my God, I could kill this kid. But I don't, I've never had been like, maybe I could drown the baby, or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's, they call, this lady said that she had a broken brain.
Oh, that's sad.
That's what she had. She had a broken brain. It is. And, you know, mental health is a big thing. Mental health awareness. If you're having thoughts, if you're contemplating, go seek help. It's anonymous. You can call. Go seek help. FYI. FYI.
That's our public service announcement.
Of tonight's episode. Yes. So if you want any more information, please look at our show notes.
Bitch, we don't got show notes.
I know we don't. But if you want some information, you just got to email me, text me, call me. You know what? I'll be your helpline.
No, you shouldn't be anyone's helpline. I called you the other day because I was struggling and you literally were just laughing the whole time.
Yeah, I was. I'm sorry about that. Well, no, my sister was like, what the fuck?
I was losing my shit on the way back home from work. So I was like,
yeah.
Do you know what this bitch did? I was losing my shit. I was not having it.
But in real, real talk. If you are having trouble and you need help, please go seek it. So as Kim continues, if you ever have these crazy thoughts, please go seek help.
Yeah, because it's not normal. It's not normal.
Yeah. You don't want to be in our, you don't want to be one of those stories in our podcast. Okay?
You don't want to be in this fucking podcast. As much as you like to listen to it, you don't want to be in it.
God damn it. What? I spilt my water bottle all over and my, you know, I hate
wet when socks.
You step with socks. Ah, I hate that fucking feeling.
I still have more facts. Did you know the U.S. has the highest rates of child homicide?
No shit.
Yes. I mean, obviously there are child homicides outside of the United States, but the U.S. has the highest rates of child homicide. That's fucking crazy to me.
Wow.
And these rates of child murder are probably underestimated due to the inaccurate coroner rulings and some bodies never being discovered.
Wow.
So, you know, like, I know there's children that can die of SIDS, right? That's like a whole, that's a real thing. I think it's harder to determine maybe a child's death, or there's just so many things that, because a child is completely reliant on the parent, you know, during the first years of their life. So you could drop a baby and kill it. You know, there's just a bunch of shit. You know, what if you fucking football kick that little shit? I mean, sorry, the child across a room and be like, oh, it fell down some stairs. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think like a crazy murderer would think, but I'm just saying.
Right.
Is it harder? I bet it's harder to prove that how a child died versus.
Well, you know, depending on
football kick a regular person.
Depending on the sustained injuries that the child could have, it could reflect. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. But my advice is don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. So the first story we're going to cover is China Arnold. And all this information I found was on Murderpedia. I forgot to write down where I found the statistics, though, or the little facts.
Facts.
But I'll put those somewhere.
Google it.
You'll probably find it. It'll be the first page that pops up. That's my first selection. Okay. China Arnold. She was 25 years old and she had a newborn daughter named Paris. They were from Montgomery County, Ohio. China was dating a man named Terrell Talley. He was the father of Paris as well. He had some other kids and she had some other kids, right? On August 30th, 2005, China locked her three other kids upstairs in a bedroom when she was having a fight with her boyfriend, Tally. I'm just going to call him Tally or Terrell. Over the paternity of this newborn baby, Paris. By the way, it was later determined through DNA tests that Paris was his daughter. But they were fighting, and apparently there were some reports that he had stepped out with some neighbor lady, and there was some talk, I guess, about China hooking up with other dudes. But it was all over the paternity of this baby named Paris, which actually was Tally's daughter. She was only 28 days old.
Oh my God.
She was a newborn. She was a newborn. She was not even a whole month old yet.
No.
So China claims that she was intoxicated and became so angry over the fight with Terrell that she wrapped up her daughter, her 28-day-old daughter, and put her in the microwave.
What the?
Yes.
That shit is fucking wild. Are you serious?
Yeah. It was later concluded the baby was in the microwave for approximately 2 minutes before basically cooking, which led to her death.
What a fucking piece of shit mother.
Yep. Paris had been burned on her torso, her arms, her legs, and her face. But what ultimately killed her was the overheating. So her body temperature got to 107, 108. It wasn't the burns that killed her. It was pretty much her internal organs and her internal temperature reaching to 107, 108.
She was basically cooking.
Yeah.
The child was basically cooking her daughter. Yeah. You know what? I never fucking understand that. You go through 9 months
Of hell. Of pain.
I mean, there is joys of motherhood, but
not really.
And especially within that last month of pregnancy, and you do all that work for giving birth to a child and to kill. Oh my God, I'm gonna karate chop.
Speaking of murdering mothers, China brought the baby to the hospital the next day. Not that night, the next day. And the doctor tried to tell China that Paris had been burned. She's like, you see all this? This is burn marks. This is burn marks on her face, on her arms, her stomach, her legs. And China was confused. She was surprised. She's like, burned? She didn't realize her daughter was burned. Or she acted like she didn't realize her daughter was burned.
I was about to say, did she fucking not know she put her own fucking kid in the damn microwave?
Yeah, she knew he did.
Oh my God. God.
So when Paris was brought to the hospital staff actually attempted to revive her, but this is where she was officially announced as deceased, and China was arrested, like, immediately. The officers went to China's home to arrest her. They found a bathtub upstairs filled with cloudy water. The cloudy water was believed to be Paris's skin.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and like a so damp towel to put had the, her.
So she tried to put her baby in water and the skin was coming off.
Yeah.
Like to cool the temperature of the baby?
I mean, she stuck her in a microwave, I'm assuming. I mean, probably took her baby out of the damn microwave and realized how hot she was and tried
I'm
to
sorry.
Put her in a bot water.
You don't deserve to be a mom. You don't deserve
no.
to be a mom.
Nope. Some people in this world do not deserve to be mother, and China Arnold is definitely one of them.
Wow.
So China was later released due to the lack of evidence, and Paris did not have any marks on her body that could definitely be like signs of foul play. Of course she was obviously burned,
but they couldn't prove that she put her baby in the microwave.
Right. There was no way to prove it. And when I was reading this article, when the cops and the detectives went to the house to arrest her, he was like, I must have walked past that microwave like 20 times. And he goes, I never even thought to look. Like, he goes, it never occurred to me to even look at the microwave. And that's how fucked up this shit is.
So what would he have found in the microwave? If the baby was burned, how would the...
Oh, well, it comes out later.
Oh, okay.
So in 2006... China was again charged with aggravated murder. During the trial, Tally, you know, the baby's father, had his son testify as a quote unquote surprise witness. His son stated he had pulled the baby out of the microwave because a neighborhood kid had put the baby in the microwave.
What?
Yes. Mind you, at the time of Paris's death, that son was only 5 years old.
So why would a five-year-old be microwaving something in the microwave?
Yep.
Interesting.
So because of this kid's testimony, it caused a mistrial.
Damn.
So she ends up going to trial again. And the mother of this child, the neighborhood child, proved to the court that her kid was nowhere near the Tally residence on the day of Paris's death. So they tried to pin it on some random kid in the neighborhood, and the mom was like, fuck no, my kid was not there, did not put a baby in the microwave. So then the attorneys came out the woodworks and literally had a tape confession of China, because she's in jail or prison this whole time, right? Because she's standing trial. She didn't get to go home. They had a tape confession of China admitting to her cellmate, and they did mention the cellmate's name, but I'm just going to leave that out. She admitted to her that she placed the baby in the microwave. She stated she put the baby in the microwave and just left the house. She said she was afraid that Tally, the baby's father, would leave her if he found out Paris was not his daughter. That's why she put the baby in the microwave.
Oh my God. Like, what?
Over a fucking man.
What a fucking piece of shit. Like,
yeah.
That is fucking crazy. Well, what about the other kids in the house?
They didn't talk about the other kids at all.
Wow.
So apparently the jury. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me backtrack. So China was found guilty at the end of this trial, right? This is her second trial. She was found guilty of aggravated murder and she was given a life sentence. Apparently, the jury pussed out and they couldn't decide if they should give her the death penalty. So the judge was like, I'm giving her the life sentence.
Give her fucking 10 life consecutive years. Yeah. 10 consecutive lives. She'll never be able to get out of prison.
No, she should never walk freely upon this earth anymore.
No, and you know, prison justice. You think other women in there fucking know? They know if you're a baby killer.
Yeah, nobody likes baby killers.
Nope.
Even in prison.
Even okay. In fucking prison. Not that I would prison.
Know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, we don't know, but yeah.
We don't know, but. So in 2010, China's conviction was appealed because her lawyers were like, oh, they couldn't bring in their key witnesses. And, you know, remember the cellmate? Well, she recanted her story.
What?
Yeah. But they had a tape confession. But, you know, as a witness, you know, especially if this is a story that's being told to whoever, they're going to pull that person in as a witness during a trial. But she had this whole statement and all this stuff that was said. And then she said, oh, no, I recant the whole story. It's not true. So in 2011, China was again, even though, so this at this time, this is her third trial, right? In 2011, China was again found guilty of aggravated murder. And her attorneys even tried to get Tally, the baby's father, tried to put the blame on him. At this point, you know, China had been in prison since 2008. And after the trial in 2011, China was sentenced to a life term in prison without possibility of parole. Her attorneys are saying they're going to go for another appeal because China was drunk.
Yeah. That don't give
a... No, bitch.
No, bitch. I'm sorry. You know what you're still doing. You must have been drunk pissed or not, fucking drunk. Fuck. Yeah, you must have been pissed. And then what are you doing leaving the house if you're fucking pissed drunk?
With her three kids locked upstairs. Her other three kids.
Yeah. Yeah, bullshit. Bullshit.
And I do think her family took the children. I want to say like her mom and stuff, but don't quote me on that because I'm not really sure. But like after some of the reading, I think her mom was trying to say that she was taking care of the kids. So that was That's a short, super short story. I just kind of like told all the facts for China Arnold and Paris Tally. Now, this story.
Well, what about the dad? The dad didn't get convicted or anything?
Nope.
Wow. Well, I guess.
I mean, her attorneys tried to pin it on him, but the jury was like, nah.
He wasn't the one to do the action, so.
No. And even if there was like, you know, he pushed her to such great lengths and all this other stuff, there's no evidence to support that he was the one that put the baby in the microwave. It was his son, though, that was like, oh, the neighborhood kid did it. So his son is the one that lied. But I don't know. Wow. He was never charged with anything.
Wow. How could you live with that? How could you live that you killed your child?
Dude, looking at, I'm not going to lie, researching this stuff was actually really hard for me because I mean, I am a mother and I love my kids more than anything. I would do anything for them. It was like super hard to read this stuff because I couldn't even imagine like this next story. I couldn't imagine anything. Like one time my daughter, she was at her dad's house and she was following him. She tripped and split her head open right here on her forehead on a ladder, right? Because the ladder was propped up against the side of the house. She was walking around. She tripped. She hit her head on the ladder, split her head open. When I, you know, they called me and I came and got her, she was covered in blood. And I've never felt so much panic in my life. You know what I mean? Like just to see my daughter, for one, covered in blood, and two, my daughter, you know, in pain, obviously, but it was nothing. It's there's no other feeling like that just weighted feeling on your heart.
It's like your heart sinks to the bottom of your stomach. That's what it feels like.
It's the worst feeling in the world. I would never wish that upon anybody, but I don't know. I don't know how these moms could do it. I don't. This is insane.
It's just that something's wrong in their brain. Something's wrong.
You know what? And I don't. So this next case that we're going to talk about, there is definitely something wrong in her brain. But China Arnold, I don't think anything was wrong with her. I think she was just vicious, cold bitch.
And she was fucking selfish.
And she was, she was more worried about her boyfriend leaving her than her fucking daughter.
That's fucking insane. I could never. I couldn't.
I wish there was something like a chemical imbalance in her brain, because maybe that could make you see a little bit of why this might have happened. But there was nothing wrong with her. She was fully competent. She was not insane by any means.
Man, I want to look her up. Hold on. I want to look at this lady.
Oh, and like her pictures are, they're like, I mean, well, it's their prison pictures. It's not like she's, you know, looking her best. So are you actually looking her up right now?
Yeah, I am. Oh, what a beautiful baby. That's sad.
So this next story is about Deanna Schlosser. Schlosser. S-C-H-L-O-S-S-E-R. Schlosser. Is that how you say it?
You got me. Your guess is good as mine.
All right. So in November of 2004, Deanna Schlosser told her husband that she wanted to give their 10-month-old baby, Margaret Elizabeth, to their pastor. She said, "I want to give the baby to God." And her husband thought it was kind of weird, but, you know, didn't.
I'd be like, "So do you want to baptize? Is that what you want to do? I don't understand."
That's what I was thinking. I was like, "Oh, she wants to baptize her baby. That's nice." Like, I didn't think anything, you know, I don't think she meant, like, physically give her baby to God. But let me go on. Okay. A couple days later, Deanna called her husband while he was at work, and she told him she cut the arms off of her baby.
Trigger warning.
Oh. Well, it's too late now. Post trigger warning. She cut the arms off of her baby. Deanna and her husband had two other daughters who were 6 and 9. They, thank God, were at school, and obviously her husband was at work. And her husband, his name was John, called a daycare center, asked And I'm guessing all the reports said that, you know, he called this daycare center and asked the woman there. So he obviously must have known her, but he asked this woman there to check on his wife and daughter while he drove home. So the police were called and, you know, they responded to the incident. But, and this is the part that I was confused about, because in multiple, like, well, not multiple, all of the articles on this murder, they all talk about how Deanna was talking to a 911 operator. So either a 911 operator contacted her or she contacted a 911 operator, but it didn't specify in any of the articles. It was driving me
So
nuts.
why did the husband call the daycare to check on his daughter?
No, he called the daycare and asked a woman that worked there to check on his daughter and his wife because he was driving home and his wife called
Oh,
him
wasn't
and said,
oh.
yeah.
Okay.
So
And the friend, she the friend that at the daycare, she was the they were friends, so he's like, "Hey, can you go check on my
I
daughter and
think
my wife?"
so.
Oh,
Yes.
okay.
So I don't know. I think maybe they had used this daycare center in the past, or maybe they just knew her that worked there and she was close to the house. No one ever really specified, but they did say that John called the daycare center and asked the woman there to check on his wife and daughter that were at home
How old
because
was the
his daughter,
baby?
10 months old.
Oh my God, it was less than a year old.
Yeah. So the 911 operator ended up going to the trial and giving a testimony on everything. She said that after speaking or while speaking with Diana, she asked her like what's going on, and she said she cut off her daughter's arms, and she said she could hear gospel music playing in the background
Oh my God.
when she was on the phone with a 911 operator. When Deanna was on the phone with a 911 operator.
Damn, this fucking lady's out of her mind.
Yeah. When the police finally got to the house, Margaret, so remember the baby's name is Margaret Elizabeth. Margaret was laying in her crib in the back bedroom. Deanna, I think, was in the living room and she was covered in blood, still holding the knife she used to cut her daughter's arms off.
What the fuck?
She even sliced like a deep cut into her own shoulder to remove her own arms.
What?
Yeah,
Was she
I'm
like,
telling.
is she insane?
She was off of her fucking rocker, dude. So the baby was taken to the hospital, but she ultimately died due to her injuries. After the arrest of Deanna, she was diagnosed with manic depression and postnatal depression.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And that's some serious shit right there.
That
That
is
is. That a postpartum depression is fucking scary, and postpartum depression can last for years.
You know what? I have my own story of postnatal depression because and it was super quick and it was it, I'm and this is the only reason why I know that it's got to be a real thing. For me, I don't get depressed. I just don't I don't I don't see the severity of it, because I always think like as bad as I have it or as bad as I think I have it, someone always has it worse. Someone is always hungry, someone is always cold, someone doesn't have a house, someone doesn't have a family. You know what I mean? Like that's my thought process. So for me,
Right.
depression isn't something that affects me in my life. But I remember literally when I had my oldest daughter, I was in the hospital and I was trying to breastfeed and it just wasn't working. And to this day, I was never able to really breastfeed any of my children. But I remember thinking like I was trying to feed her and I was getting so frustrated. I hadn't slept in like 2 days because I'd been in labor for 2 freaking days and I hadn't slept. And I was so frustrated because I kept thinking to myself, like, this baby needs to eat. Because that's what the doctors and the nurses tell you, right? Like, immediately after, they want to eat. So you're supposed to feed them and the colostrum and all this other shit. You know, it's so important. And I remember holding my oldest daughter and I remember thinking, like, I'm such a bad mom. I can't even feed my child. What's wrong with me? And it was like an instant. Like it was like a click almost in my head. And then I remember feeling just horrible, and I felt like I was such a bad mom because I couldn't feed my kid, and I started immediately crying, and you know, it's hormones and all this other stuff. And I remember my husband at the time was like, "Kim, it's okay. Like, it's okay. We can feed her. You know, we can use formula." And I remember thinking like I was a failure because I couldn't feed my kid the way I wanted to. It was just like a whole big thing. I obviously let go of those feelings after like a day or two, but that's how, I mean, not everybody could let go of that. You know, obviously this woman didn't. You know what I mean?
You're like all of a sudden, like you like pause, but your face was so distorted, you look like a whole different person.
Ew, stop. You like scared the shit out of me. You're like staring at me, and I was like, oh my God, what's behind me? That's not
No,
fucking funny. Okay, let's get back to
that's
Deanna.
what, yeah, that's fucking crazy, and it's real. Postpartum depression
Yeah.
is real. But so what ended up happening to this lady? Like, obviously she
So,
got fucking went to the loony bin.
yeah, Deanna's first trial ended in a deadlock, and she was seen by a psychiatrist who deemed her insane. She was insane. She couldn't stand trial. She was found not guilty by reason of insanity in 2006. Later, they did discover she was suffering from a brain tumor, which may have caused hallucinations, but they can't for sure say that that's why
Oh
she had
my
done what she done.
God.
Yeah. The doctors reported that she admitted to like actually saying she wanted to cut off her baby's arms, her arms, and her head to give to God.
Oh my God, I don't know what to say about
Yeah.
that.
This lady mutilated and murdered her daughter, but the prosecutor made it a point to say that Deanna, at one point when she was talking to her husband, she said she, quote unquote, killed the baby. So they were trying to say that this proves that she knew what she did was wrong.
Right.
Because she
That,
literally
yeah,
said,
she did
I
know.
killed the baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad. So Fox News reported, well, reported on John. So John, her husband, he testified at his wife's murder trial that she showed other disturbing behavior following Margaret's birth, including cutting her own wrists with scissors, but that he didn't worry too much about taking her to counseling. This girl was out there slitting her wrists with scissors, and he was like, yeah, she doesn't need counseling. John Schlosser, that's his name, said she had bouts with depression after the birth of their two daughters. So this isn't something that's new to her. She had depression after her first two kids.
Previously, yeah.
Yeah. Schlosser, John, had been accused of child neglect in the months. Oh, I'm sorry. Schlosser, as in Deanna, not her husband, had been accused of child neglect in the months before Margaret's death, but a state investigation found she did not pose a risk to the 10-month-old or her two daughters. So they had a back and forth with CPS. There were multiple reports on her, on Deanna, and the safety of her children, but it got to this point.
Wow.
Yeah,
Wow. She
it was super
probably,
sad.
sh yeah, she, maybe she just needed to get a little bit extra help. That's for sure.
Yeah. So there had been times
And
where,
Kimberly's
oh,
connection sucks. Oh,
why
there you
you
are.
can't hear me? You can't,
No, I
oh,
can
okay.
hear you.
So the Child Protective Services were actually called to the home in January after Deanna was seen running down the street from her apartment with one of her daughters who was actually 5 at the time, bicycling after her. So this lady was not in her right mind for a while.
No, yeah, she wasn't. But then again, so I guess you could say playing devil's advocate, who would be what I mean, should have her husband have done something more, seeing her doing
Oh,
these,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
devil's advocate, playing devil's advocate, her husband should have done something long time ago, long
Yeah.
time ago. If
Oh,
you
yeah.
felt like when with those certain situations that happen, you would think that the husband would have some sense to be like, you need help. Like, you need to get
Yeah.
help.
Yeah. When so that time when she had been running down the street from their apartment and her one of her daughters is like bicycling behind her, probably trying to get to her mother. The cops and Child Protective Services went there, and the one of the her daughters, like, you know, that was obviously older and could talk at the time, told the cops and Child Protective Services that their mother had left her then 6 day old baby sister alone in the apartment.
What?
Yeah.
That is my fucking worst fear. With all my kids, my worst fear was leaving my kid, one, leaving my kid in a car or leaving them at home. Like, because you know how, like, you're trying to rush and you're trying to get the kids in and you're just trying to go, you're running late. That was my worst fucking fear. So I had a Suburban, and my Suburban, every time I would turn off the car, a message would pop up and it would say, check your back seats.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if this is I know actually I know this is not just me. When my kids are and I've had three goddamn kids, okay? Every time one of them is a newborn, I'll be in the shower and I know they're okay. I know they're safe. I know I'm one of those people that takes, you know, like a mom shower that literally takes 2 minutes, like not even 2 minutes in the shower. I'm like scrubbing all fast and shit. And I got long ass hair and I'd be like scrubbing all that shit. And then I'm like thinking. I'm like, oh my God, what if the baby is choking? And then I run out of the shower and I go check on the baby. The baby's fine. It's literally been 30 seconds, but I'm like, okay, the baby's good. Back in the shower. Like, I know that's happened to other fucking people.
Yeah.
Right? Right? You did that,
Yes.
right?
No, yeah.
Okay, good.
No. I've been there, done that. What I would do is I put the baby right in front of the shower so I can see them. That's
Yeah,
what I
I
did.
think I did the same, but I think when it got to the point where the baby was sleeping in the crib, I was like, y if I move you, you're not gonna go back to sleep, so you're gonna stay there.
Oh yeah. Well, that during the time when the kids are or the babies are sleeping, that's when you're just like, okay, I gotta do stuff for myself. Like I gotta hurry up and do something for
Oh yeah.
myself.
Like wash your ass.
Wash your ass, wash your teeth, brush your hair. Look sexy for your husband. Start making baby number four, five, six.
I'm like, oh
Oh
God,
my
geez,
God.
no,
Oh
oh
my
my
God.
God. So ultimately, so Schlosser, Schlosser. I don't know what her
Schlosser?
name. Schlosser. I don't know.
Okay, well, Deanna.
Okay, so in November of two or November 6th of 2008, Schlosser Deanna, she was released into an outpatient care. So she was hospitalized, right? Because she was deemed insane, so she was hospitalized after the trial. She was released into outpatient care.
So meaning she was able to go home and
Yeah.
get care outside.
Yes.
Shit.
The order required her to see a psychiatrist once a week, take medication, and be on a physician-approved birth control. And she was not allowed to have any unsupervised contact with her two other children, which, by the way, her husband filed for divorce, and he filed for divorce and he took them kids.
Yeah, he said peace out. That's what he
Yeah.
said. He's like, you a crazy
In
bitch.
But then in April 2010, it was reported that Deanna had been recommitted to the hospital after firefighters from Richardson, Texas, saw her walking on a street at 2 o'clock in the morning. And her attorney was like, that maybe that's the right decision to have her hospitalized again. She was wandering the streets at 2 a.m. Just willy-nilly. Willy-nilly.
And crazy shit happens between the hours of midnight and 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And if you
And
see some
so
lady wandering around, crack of dawn, late at night, whatever, keep on driving. Keep on driving. Keep on driving. Follow your gut.
So wait, but okay, after this, so after she was reinstitutionalized at the hospital, she got back out on outpatient status. So they said, no, this lady, she's got it together. We're gonna let her go again. She got hired by Walmart.
Oh, homegirl worked at Walmart.
Homegirl worked at Walmart, and this lady This is the funniest story. So this story was released in August on August 7, 2012. She goes, I was looking at her and I thought she looked familiar. She was a store associate at Walmart, and she said, I saw this lady and she just looked super familiar. And she looked it up, and sure enough, that was her. That was Deanna Schlosser that was working, that was the store associate at Walmart. So the word spread quickly on the internet, and the area residents like were like, hell no, this is not happening. So they reached back out to Walmart, and they're like, maybe Walmart doesn't know that they hired a baby killer and that she's kind of crazy. And then they later followed up with Walmart, and they're like, she no longer works for the company.
Oh
So she was
shit.
fired, yeah.
But it's kind of like, okay, if they say that she's got it together, it's kind of like, a prisoner that gets let out. Like they need to find a job. They need to make a living.
Which I do understand, but I mean, if she's getting reinstitutionalized, obviously there's a disconnect somewhere. So whether it's she can't be trusted to take her medication, I don't think an outpatient care is where, I mean, I get it. She's suffering from a mental disease, right? They weren't at, she didn't do this stuff in her right mind, right? She didn't
Right.
cut off and she didn't amputate her daughter's arms and try to cut her own arms off and her head to give to God. She was not in her right mind. But I mean, if she's relapsing and her attorney and the judge are like, yeah, you need to be reinstitutionalized, I don't know.
Yeah, I can
I don't
see
think
that,
that's the
but
best route.
well, if the hospital, if the mental hospital is like, look, she's taking her meds, she's doing it, like they're probably overwhelmed with patients. I mean, you probably have overwhelmed
True,
in
true.
health institutions, and they're like, look, she's getting her shit together, she needs to go back out into the world. So what is she
Right.
supposed to do? Where is she supposed to work? How is she supposed to live? How is she supposed to eat? So I mean,
Yeah.
it's a double-edged sword. It really is. But who are, but in a sense, to me, I think about like, well, I don't know. Like I would have never, I'm really bad with faces. Like I would have never known. Like, like she's not, that person's not disturbing me. I'm not disturbing that person. I'm going about my day. I'm at fucking Walmart. I'm getting the best great value deals at Walmart. But I mean, I don't know. They have to have a way to live. It's, damned if
Yeah.
you do, damned if you don't. Or now our state tax dollars are paying for her not
Her
her
care.
livelihood. Yeah, for her care, for her livelihood. So, you know what I mean? It's just kind of, it really is. It's a double-edged sword, and I don't know. But I mean, you're right. If she's been relapsing, maybe how can she be accountable for taking her medication? Does it take a third time until something else happens or something horrible
Yeah.
happens?
What if she hurts somebody else? What if she hurts, wherever she's living? What if she hurts her neighbor's kids? And I mean, I know that's not fair to say, but I mean, if you see this picture of her, she looks like a Karen for one. Not
What?
like
Let
you,
me.
Karen, but
I'm gonna
a
look her up.
Karen. And
What's
she
her name? Deanna.
her Deanna Schlosser,
S.
S C H L O S S E R.
Oh, yeah, it's Schlosser.
Schlosser.
Oh.
So she
Oh,
looks like,
she look a little crazy. She look a little
well,
crazy.
I know in some of the pictures she's not in her best moment, okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an ad base ad. Oh, she does. Well, no, like she does look like, in her earlier pictures, she does look like a normal person. She really does. She looks like a
We're not saying
person that
anybody with
wouldn't.
mental health should look a certain way, but I'm
No,
saying.
but I meant like she looks like she's a regular housewife, or you know what I mean? Like she just, I don't know. That's crazy.
So those are the two stories that I have for today's episode of Murdering Mothers. I
You know
hope
who's a big time murdering mother? I don't know if you heard this name, and I'm pretty sure you have. Andrea Yates.
actually
Yeah, she drowned.
Andrea Yates.
Yeah. her five children.
So I want to say, damn it, was it?
That's a whole story in itself. Like, that's a whole episode. That's a whole last episode.
Yeah, and it's funny because the only reason why I know that, it's not, well, yeah, the only reason why I know that name is because when I was looking up some of this stuff, I was going to do an article on one lady, and Deanna Yates was the cellmate of one of these other mothers that committed.
I wonder if they're in like a protection program at the prison.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Because if you always hear the stories of like, oh, in men's prisons, you know, the pedophiles are, yeah, they're always like targeted and stuff like that. So I would assume the same for the women, especially with the connection that women have with children.
Yeah.
So it's
Andrea Yates. That should be a whole story. You should do that story. Like, and it's a big, huge story. We go into her life and then how she kind of ends up. But she ultimately, Andrea Yates ultimately drowned her five children in the bathtub, killed all her kids.
That's horrible. Well, this episode was super depressing. I'm kind of sad now.
I know. It is a little super sad. It is.
But, and now I'm going to go kiss my children. So
kiss your children and hug your children just a little bit more tonight. Just look at them and say, man, I love you. The love-hate relationship, but I love you.
So we're going to wrap this up because now I want to go kiss my baby.
That was actually, those were really good. And it's like, I've never even heard of those names, you know. Well, one, during that time era, not really time era, like during that, those years, I mean, I was just a high school, like getting out, I was like in my 2008, girl, in 2008, where was I? Damn, girl, I was in the Navy. I had my,
I didn't even have my first child yet. Yeah, I know, but that was just like when the news and the trials and stuff, the murders were committed in 2004.
And they must not made national news because one was in Texas and the other one was in Ohio. So I don't remember.
Yeah. So Deanna killed her child on November 22nd, 2004. And then China Arnold she killed her child on August 30th, 2005.
Damn, I was a high school. I was in my senior year of high school. Oh, and actually, I just graduated.
I was going to say, bitch, you graduated in June.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. That's some crazy shit. That's a good story, Kim. That's a good story.
Thanks.
But we will, I mean, hey, seriously, if you guys got suggestions or cases that you guys want us to talk about, we will do our extensive research. I will be doing extensive research on my next one. It is a suggestion from my friend Pauline. Girl, what up, Pauline? So, I'm going to be doing extensive research on that big episode. And I'm trying to do my episodes more in depth because I am doing a book report. And sometimes, like, I get lost in the sauce and I'm, like, in it. And then I jump down this rabbit hole and then I start looking up more stuff and more stuff and more stuff. But you got to be careful because on the internet, sometimes it's always not true stuff. So you got
to
look at credited sources.
That's why you have
sources.
To read a lot of stuff. Oh, I found the website. So those murdering moms facts, I got them off of World Psychiatry.
Yeah. So mental health is a great book. It's good. So, and it's interesting how the fucking brain works because it's a master tool. But
if anybody ever looks at my laptop, like if something happens to me,
and I know our Google searches, they're gonna be like,
oh, this bitch, she tried to kill her kids.
I know. She tried to kill her kids. No. Google searches. I know. I mean, we have some crazy ass Google searches. That's all I gotta say. I'll be looking at some crazy ass shit too. I'll be like, oh my god, like. Yeah. But it's been a good week, and we are getting on it. We're getting on it. We're just like, are we recording tonight? No, I'm having a mental breakdown. Okay, well, are we recording tomorrow night? No, I'm cooking dinner and I gotta work out. Okay, like that's our daily like talk every time we talk. But we got this one knocked out. This is episode 18. Girl, we about to reach 20.
No, I think this is episode 19.
Is it? Oh,
I don't know. Is it?
I think it's 18. I think this is 18. No, you're right. This is 19.
No, episode 17 was the Sons of Sam's.
Okay, so this is episode 19. So maybe for our 20th...
No, bitch, it's episode 18.
Oh, episode 18. What?
Episode 18, because episode 17 was Sons of Sam.
Okay, so maybe for number 20, if anybody has, like, a really big one, or if we want to do a big one together. Ooh, good idea. Ooh, man, look at me coming up with all these good damn ideas.
All right, I got to go to bed.
Yeah, I got to work. I got to go take a shower because I ran and I'm, like, gross, so.
Yeah, you got boob sweat?
I got all the sweats.
Ew, gross.
Yeah. But thank you guys for listening. Episode, new episode. Yeah. So maybe my sister doesn't take her sweet ass time.
Oh, did you want to do the editing? You're more than welcome to.
I really would like to do editing, but I suck at editing. And girl, that's why some of my episodes that I did alone are all fucked up because I don't know how to edit.
They're all choppy.
It'll be like silent for one of the episodes. But thank you guys for listening. We will see you next week right here on Dark Paradise Podcast. Bye.
Bye.